Hey there, and welcome back to your favorite segment. Nah, it's our favorite segment, the One Piece manga talk. We're going to be talking about episode 1111. Damn, 1111, bro. 1111 for once. We made it. Let's talk about it first. Episode chapter 10 is Planetfall, and 11 is the Sun Shield. I really don't know where to begin, but I really feel like it's getting closer and closer to the end because I really didn't expect to see the girl says that quick.
It's nearing the end, but at the same time, the objective of this one right now is running away. So I think we're still okay. We still got good.
Elbaf is still in the picture, but I'm thinking Elbaf is. I think Elbaf might be like 20, 30 chapters, maybe 20 chap. No, 20 chapters.
I'm gonna go much higher than that. Really? Think it's gonna be good. Yeah, I think it's gonna be good. 50 chapters.
Because I feel like they're trying to, like, you know, close all, like, you know, complete all the side stories and just stick to the finale. Because now they're just tying the Goroseis and everything and it's going straight to Elbaf. So now the government knows, oh, the giants are here. So where are the giants? Elbaf. Because he basically threatened them, going like, oh, I guess we got to get rid of you too.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see. But it'll definitely be more than 20 chapters, though. I don't think it... Because it's got the whole voice entry lore.
But I'm not saying. Okay, if you keep it that way, maybe 50 chapters.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And not to mention like the whole VB Morgan's. Then you got Boa Hancock and Rayleigh.
I think they're all gonna meet at
Elbaf, right? So there's gonna be a council of the Straw Hats or something, you know, or the maybe even the Straw Hat Grand Fleet shows up. That'd be interesting to see. But yeah, but no matter what, though, like you said, showcasing the Gorosei, all five of them, they're dope as
badass.
Fuck.
They're so
dope. Yeah, Oda did an amazing job with the five characters.
The bald dude with the freaking horse, the one running around slashing all
the sword. Yeah, I can't wait for Zoro and him to fight. You know, obviously it's not going to be this one, this arc. But yeah, that's a hype. Yeah, that was good. Even the worm guy, I laughed because it's based off the same worm from. Yeah, dude, I was like, yeah, just such a perfect timing. Like, what a what a coincidence. Yeah, man, like, and even when all of that with, you know, Luffy's coming out super strong, dude. He's killing it, right? Like,
I want to talk about Luffy separately. I'm gonna just get everything else out of the way because there's so many moments of Luffy. I would just like, I love this guy so much.
Yeah. So okay. So who'd your which girl say? Now we've seen all five. Which one is your favorite design?
I hate Saturn with pleasure. I hate him because everything related to him. He's a big scumbag. Right?
Well, they're all scumbag, right?
The big hog one.
The hog one. Okay. Yeah. Walker.
Yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Saturn. I would say it's either the horse bald dude or the eagle, the big ass bird. Those two.
The bird, yeah.
I feel like they're just more sinister.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it, but yeah, it's like the whole interaction with the bird and Lucci was eye-opening, you know. Luchi was shocked,
like,
right?
Oh, save my, like, dude. Oh, it's like,
yeah,
nah.
And he's an insect. Like, you know, that's interesting moving forward because we haven't really seen Luchi in that side, right?
Oh, fuck Luchi.
Well, why are you hating on Luchi, man?
Because remember, Luffy said, you're not going to be a bitch ass and attack my crew.
And he did. That's true. That's a good point.
he legit broke the code because Luffy legit said, you're going to be a bitch ass.
Yeah, no, the reveal for me was fantastic. I thought they executed that really well. I'm very curious, though, because there was a big discussion beforehand, Devil Fruit or not Devil Fruit. It feels more and more that it's not Devil Fruit. How'd your take on the Goroseis?
No, it's Devil Fruit. It has to be.
You think it's devil fruit?
They're Zord fruits.
I think they're not. They're that. How? The actual demon. Like, it's not like. Because remember, they're not getting hurt. And I think that's the part that kind of starts to differentiate. No, they're not. Luffy clearly said they're not. They're not getting hurt. They're going to keep coming back. That's why, like, when I can remember, he took the bat. They're
robots.
Robots. You know, that's an interesting twist to it.
They've been living for a long time. Because at the end, you see Joy Boy, I'm sorry. At the end, the giant robot says, what if they're robots?
It could be. I was thinking that. I was just thinking about just like straight up, they are the devils or the demons or whatever creatures that, you know, opposes the whole Nika thing. Because like when Oda wrote their names, it didn't show any devil fruit name. There was no something no me, right? It was just the names of the demon that it was referencing, like the worm, right? Like it had the worm, but it didn't have Bor no Mi, right? So I thought that was interesting, intentional, I'm guessing. And it's, again, part of the lore that we need to find out. Maybe because
these fruits don't exist in Vegapunk's dictionary, so we don't know.
Oh, you think Vegapunk's the one that determines the...
I'm pretty sure. Because he's the one who told them about the Hitohito no Mi Monika. So I feel like since he has the record, he knows. That's how we know.
So it's like based on the record. Well, that'd be interesting. Yeah. No, I never thought of it there. What's your thought on the chapters?
Feed me more. It's so much is happening. One, you see that Jewelry Bonnie is getting the Nico Robin treatment in this sense.
Yeah.
Where they're like, kill her. Before it was Nico Robin, kill her, not Jewelry Bonnie. And it's because she has control of the Seraphim. She's the strongest person in terms of that. So Gorosei knows that. The Gorosei is just coming and being so badass, and Luffy fighting against them. I freaking love it. And when the Dune Monster was coming, you see Jogi and Brogi, whatever the fucking name is.
Jogi and Brogi. Yeah.
And hit it. So we see that the giants have the special powers where they can get toe to toe.
Right. They're strong as fuck. Well, I mean, those guys are like, what are they? Vice captains, basically?
Oh, they're captains.
But isn't Sal the official captain for the Giant?
He's the Giant Pirate. Yeah, I think they just have a different division or something.
Yeah. But they can't kill him, though. I think that's the problem, though. Yeah, they could keep fighting, but they keep coming back. So
I love the conversation where they're like, how did you get this image? They're like, how'd you end up looking like this? He goes, what are you talking about? The god. And I love the conversations they have. And when the hog used the Conqueror's Haki,
yes,
and you see Luffy's entire body, eyes, and everything in the back, and then
his scar. Did you see his scar all coming back? And then he goes, he slapped it back. Was like,
the fuck? When he made the bat and he painted it with his haki.
Yeah.
He painted the bat with his haki.
Yeah, people call it the Mihawk paint.
Bro, it's
hilarious. So, I love it.
Oda is playing with the cartoon aspect, but he's still keeping logic to it. Like, even the bat he's making stuff is through his imagination, and him using haki like that is because he can imagine haki to be this materialistic extension of it. Yes. It's And then he just throws it. He goes, oh, payback's the base. And then it explodes. He goes, dang, it exploded.
It's a car.
I love Luffy. I love everything about this. Oda has been... This was one of Oda's finest chapters in a long time. It felt long.
Oh, I think one of the longest. You're 100% right. Yes. Somebody else actually mentioned the same thing. There's so much substance.
There were so many moments where I was like, all right, it's going to end next panel. Okay, it's going to end the next panel. And it kept on going. Yeah. And I was just like,
I don't want to jump around too much, but can I ask you, what's your thought on Lucci's comment to Zoro about his unique haki? What's that he said?
Who's
strange. So Lucci was like, I want to understand this weird energy or something that's coming from you.
That's in the last chapter?
I think that was 1110.
It cannot be 1110 because this is the chapter where Jinbei takes him around. Oh, that's another thing. Where Zoro won, technically. If Zoro stuck around, he would have easily beat him. But then Jinbei beat him because Jinbei just goes, like, sorry.
Well, he just blew a win at him, right? Like, he just Fishman stopped karate. The fight. Yeah. And he didn't actually attack him, right?
Oh, he just basically just like stayed there, don't move. So he says, Engen 3 Soul Cell, Spotted Leopard, Ahawa Hunt. Let's say, hold up. It says, isn't it tempting to go find the source of all this strong haki? It's cropping up everywhere.
No, I think he was talking to Lucci. Maybe I'm in the wrong chapter. But there was a...
Yeah, I don't see it saying anywhere here about anything about that. It does give you things. So, the spider one, Gyuki is a spider yokai, famous for a giant cat-like face. The bird is Isumadi? Isumadi?
Isumadi, yeah.
Yeah, bird
yokai. That's a good one. That's a good design.
The third one is a hoki. A monstrous boar. A hoki. A monstrous boar from Chinese folklore. It says a hoki. H-O-K-I.
No, the official translation on the viz is fenki. Fengsi. Okay.
Bakutsu? Yeah, Bakutsu.
I have to say,
I like him.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
Look at dude, the sand verb.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the creature. It works like dude.
Yeah. As soon as I saw that, I was like, fuck yeah. That's awesome.
I was very excited for that too.
It was so funny because, like, people were talking about, like, a lot of these. Like, a lot of people were talking about, oh, it's going to be all of them from Japanese folklore. I'm like, no, it doesn't make sense because, like, Jupiter is, like, definitely not Japanese. So, this is going to have different folklore. Yeah, it never does. So, I was like, no, it doesn't make sense. So, when I saw Sandworm, I was like, fuck yeah. No, I got to see. I got to find. Yeah, Bakutsu is, and Atsumade is, it's definitely the one that's the most interesting. Probably because they're actually doing something, right? Like, they're actually beyond the fight.
What a chapter, bro. What a chapter. No. Now we have a 3-week break. Honestly speaking, after Akira's death, I can only imagine what Oda's going through.
Pretty rough time, I'm guessing. You could tell.
This,
I mean,
this guy influenced every anime. All creators.
I think though One Piece has a huge amount of influence. Like I've been watching Dragon Ball. Yeah. And there's so many things, like you could see, like, okay, One Piece took a lot of this, right? Like even the jokes, right? The whole panty jokes is basically the Straw Hat crew doing the same thing, right?
Master Roshi,
Master Roshi with Brooks, you know, two old ones that's panty emphasis. I think he's probably focused on just recovering and resting and really organizing the thought. But you say you had the whole Luffy conversation. I want to hear it.
What do you mean?
You say you want to talk about Luffy independently, so I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Okay. So now the big-ass giant robot is moving, and it says, Joy Boy, forgive me. Forgive me, Joy Boy, whatever.
Yeah. Every single one of them. What the fuck did they do?
Yeah, like, what did they do?
Yeah, like, what the fuck, man?
So, Zunisha said it?
Yes.
just fucking robots it up.
I feel like something similar was said even in the Fishman arc. Like we have a promise or something like that. Like, you know, we'll okay. bring the Noah.
So, what do you think is going to happen in one?
Hey, I don't fucking know. Why are you going to that? You got to talk about Luffy. What the fuck?
Okay. One, this motherfucker is OP as hell. Like, he's stupid strong and he's still fucking around because.
Well, that's his power.
That panel with Luffy just standing in the middle and all the fucking Gorosei just transforming. When it's animated. Oof. And I. Please do this right. I beg you, do this right. Please do this right.
Don't worry. There's a remake coming, so it's okay.
I don't know if I'm gonna be alive for this episode, bro.
Oh yeah, that's true. We'll be pretty old, huh?
55, yeah, okay.
Why? One season every year?
If that's lucky.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
So
it's old.
Yeah, I don't know what else more to say. This is just I know they're gonna escape now. They're gonna go to Elbaf.
Yeah.
Egghead's gonna get destroyed. I'm just worried about the 7 minutes. What is the video gonna be about?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Yeah, that's the big reveal that's supposed to happen, right?
What is it? Like, I hate when Oda does this shit.
Why?
I have an announcement a week. Well, I'm making it 10 minutes, so this 10 minutes is going to be 15 chapters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely not. Do you think it's the next chapter?
No.
Definitely not, right? Yeah, so after 3 weeks.
We're going to find out about this robot and the Luffy going, robot! And,
oh, yeah. They're gonna I think he's going to join. Escape.
And then, I think. Message goes live at the end of the episode, probably into the next chapter in 113. And then I think 113 end might be a Buster Call or some kind of.
I mean, Buster Call already happened. It's happening.
What they did with O'Hara or whatever the shit is. They're going to. The beam.
Whatever. Oh, the. What we think is Pluton.
How did. Fucking, what's this place? God's Valley get destroyed.
Oh, we don't know because we don't have the flashback. We only had the part of the flashback. I'm guessing Buster Call. You know?
Buster Call when there's so many Celestials? I don't know.
No, after they left.
I don't know.
I mean, they probably already had enough ships to do the Buster Call. So once the Celestials on the boats, they could probably blast away.
We haven't even seen the God's Knights yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. I think we still have quite a bit to go.
We're probably like God's Knight, and we'll forget about them.
I mean, let's not forget. Like, we really haven't seen the Revolutionary Army either. Like, we've seen some camp. Yeah, they got to fight the God's Knights. I mean, they even said as much. Or Dragon. Said as much. He's never gonna show up. There's thousand chapters.
We still don't know shit
about this guy.
Yeah, it's impressive how we went from Vegapunk and completely ignoring Luffy's dad.
Yeah, and we know about it. I mean, that's the funny part. And Oda shows him. Luffy's mom, Bonnie.
I don't think Oda even knows. Like, Oda's like, I don't know if I've created her yet. He's gonna just create some random ass bitch.
It's him.
Sparkle.
Oh, that's here,
bro. Emu would be Vivi's grandma.
So, she's eternal. She's immortal. She doesn't die.
Why had Vivi as one of Luffy's four wives?
He has enough. Who cares if one becomes like
Nami,
like, you know,
Hancock, yeah. Shirahoshi.
Yeah.
I can't say Rebecca.
Why not?
I feel like Rebecca is much more, you know, younger and stupid, and Luffy doesn't want young and stupid.
Is she? How old is she? I don't even remember how old she is. 16, 17, 18? Luffy's 20?
Bro, they made a fucking 14-year-old look like Bonnie, and Sanji was like checking her out. He legit would fucking pink cheeks this episode.
On the animes.
Yeah, on the anime. So,
honestly, in Sanji's defense, though, he has no fucking clue.
He thinks he was a dick.
Yes. Yes.
You know
yes.
what, Sanji, you know what, he'll protect her, he'll die for her, you know, Sanji's a simp.
Yeah, like exactly. That, so. Yeah, Sanji... and he will never do anything to harm her, so.
Yeah, you know what, that's one thing he would not do, he's just a creep.
Yeah, he's just a
he's a good creep, if there's a borderline. if there's... No. One thing we have to talk about, when Sanji goes... Zoro's such a burden, and then he twitched, and he hurt him
The way there. That's what he.
Then he got mad, and he killed Lucci.
Yo, Lucci looked pretty bad too. Like when you see the actual, he fucked him up.
Lucci, what a bitch! Fucking Lucci, bitch, dumb bitch.
Even then, like the shocked face he had at the end was actually a very interesting sight to see. You know, because we don't see him like that. We've seen him defeated.
Yeah, but you're right about this, because he goes, and let's get a move on. Are they immortal? He goes, I've never heard of a race or ability granting that kind of power.
Right. So they're obviously
How did they transport like that?
I feel like, I mean, it's the demon circle. Something that's got to be some kind of like a summoning spell.
They might be robots, bro. They might be like...
There could be a science, some kind of science experiment gone wrong in the voice entry 900 years ago.
No, I honestly speaking, it's. I think we're gonna find out when we see what Emu is. Maybe they're a creation of Emu. Emu probably created them.
Yeah, so some theories, you know how Vegapunk has the satellite is like a foreshadow that they're all actually part of Emu?
So like how Zeus does, and how Zeus created his sons and daughters and stuff?
Yeah, some kind of like they're just demon spawns.
So would the devil fruit be like Kami Kami no Mi model Zeus?
It's probably just Kami. She's like, God. Immortal.
Like, imagination, like another model of imagination, but this one can create actually
nightmare.
Yeah,
it could be the opposite of that dream, so it makes sense.
I really think since they're losing and stuff, and they clearly have been around for a long time, and we really don't know who they are.
Yeah, and
we don't know how they're like. Remember, we had this question: how does one become a Gorosei?
It looks like they were, you know, alive during the voice entry. Whatever happened in voice entry, I think we'll see all five.
They've been clearly trying to make people silent, and I'm like, how does one become a Gorosei, and how does one gain all this information? Because clearly they know more, and they've kept more in the secret than anybody.
Yeah, but they're not part of the advanced technology country either, because when you think about Saturn researching technology, and isn't capable of producing, so it must be like there was a conflict between advanced technology and then Emu and the Goroseis. I think that's my just swing and a guess.
Well, let's find out. Whatever we know, the power difference between Gorosei and like Zoro is insane, because even Jinbei said this haki is unreal. If there's one thing we know is. Jinbei is strong as fuck, because he just came, grabbed Zoro, and bounced.
Yeah. Well, we know, like, Jinbei's number three, man. He's strong.
Oh, yeah, he's number three, bro. Sanji gotta step up. But anyways, excited for the future of One Piece. The manga's amazing. As always, make sure you check it out. Have you read this chapter? We're on a 3-week break. That's enough time for you to read all the chapters and then some.
That's true.
We'll be back later. True. Make sure you like and subscribe. Oda, good luck. Peace out.
Peace out.